You ready? Because I started the minute.
Already. We started the minute already?
I started recording.
Because we had a notification from our happy hour at the White Dragon.
I'll look at it in a little while. I love that group.
Do you?
I like David Wang.
Hey, David.
And I like, this is the second time. I think it's Alan. I think it's Alan.
And who was really excited when we went to the two
Alan is really,
twice a week format.
Really thoughtful. And he, Alan J. Sanders.
Don't give the last name, just in case.
Well, he's right there in the group.
Yeah, but people may not all be in the group. You may not want his last name, just like David's. You don't want to give last name.
I'm Peter J. Marchese.
Okay.
So there you go, buddy. Now we're even. Now people know my name, too. We got the same middle initial.
Now you're best friends.
We have really nice, helpful, thoughtful, creative,
fans.
Funny people.
In the fan group.
In our fan group and on our Facebook page. And hey, man, subscribe to us on iTunes. I know a lot of people are listening because I see the stats. And we're really grateful. But I have a tremendous ego. And I'd love to see it on Facebook.
That little bar goes up?
Yeah, I'd love to see the likes and the shares. And then on iTunes, the subscriptions and the...
The coaster that
the ratings. The ratings are... I'd be so happy.
Yeah, I got the Harrison one, too.
I won't need to take my meds anymore if I could just see those ratings go up on iTunes.
And by meds, he means Doritos.
Mid-Ritos. Minute 26 starts with Deckard looking at photos. Minute 26 ends with Roy and Leon walking away.
Are you sure that's where it starts? Because I had a different start.
Where was your start?
The a wide shot of the with the White Dragon noodle bar.
Which is outside of the Yukon Hotel, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's outside of it, but it is outdoors. Okay, so we're off. We may be off by like a second or two.
Do you have Roy saying time enough?
Yes.
Do you have...
No, it doesn't matter because we already talked about the picture, so let's move forward.
Nothing really happens.
A lot of stuff happens.
Tell me what happens.
Okay, so you see the White Dragon noodle bar again, right?
Okay.
And you see the vehicle to your left.
What vehicle?
A vehicle pulls up. It looks like a big van.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Gotta tell them.
So you have this big van, and then you see this really pale hand with these purplish fingernails, like as if they've been used too much or something. It looks like a vampire hand that slowly clenches itself into a really disgusting looking fist.
That's what it looks like when a replicant dies.
And he says, time enough.
Time enough.
And he smiles.
I'd love to get into how busy these scenes are.
Yeah, there's so many.
It's always, they're so kinetic. Mm-hmm. There's always movement and cars and people and signs buzzing and beaming and rain and smoke. And we do have the intro of Roy Batty.
Yes. It's a white-haired man, and he asks Leon, did you get your precious photos? In a really, really condescending way.
Why are the photos so precious to Leon if they're what you said, just random
because
photos
around
town?
Because they're a way for him to build memories.
Of other people?
Listen, in 1 hour photo,
just
right?
Just admit
didn't
you're
he,
wrong.
No, I don't think
just
I am.
Just admit that's his pop-pop.
And there are plenty of people who take photos of people they don't know while they're outside to help, like, understand life.
He tried to go in, Leon, but
and,
he saw people.
And he says,
he saw people, and there was
someone was
there.
Men.
And
he goes, men.
Go ahead. I know you want to do it. I see
he
you're
goes,
into it.
Men. And he's like, Roy Batty goes, policemen. And he's
police.
Goes, and men. Leon looks like he knows he was in trouble because, like, you see his eyes kind of, like, shift down just a little bit. And Roy's just pissed.
Roy is sweaty in a phone booth.
But
where did he come out of? It looked like a phone booth.
It
to
didn't
me.
Look like a phone booth to me.
It looked like a booth. Of
when
some
they were
sort.
Standing outside of it, but at first it didn't look like a phone booth. I always thought they came from inside
whatever.
Of a vehicle.
Somewhere, yeah, he came out of something.
He came out of something because.
And he's already sweaty, or is he rainy?
It could be rained on. I think
he's
it's rained on.
He's rainy. He looks sweaty.
But he has definitely a greasy look to him. So their bodies are producing sweat and oil and grease.
Okay.
Yeah. So how mechanical can they be if they're having these normal body human functions?
He's a cool cat. Right out of the gate, this Roy Batty guy. That's another guy that I never appreciated.
Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer. At all. I still don't, to be perfectly honest.
Another one who should have been a big star, and like...
That I don't know about, but rewatching Blade Runner as many times as I have over the years, he gets... His performance, Rutger Hauer's performance, just gets better and better. Every time I see it, I pick up a different smile, smirk, twitch of the eye, movement of the hand.
Eyebrow.
Hands in the pockets. Slight eyebrows. Eyebrow. Yeah, this guy is great.
Yes.
I have some background on Rutger Hauer.
Give me some Rutger Hauer info.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
See, I don't have a lot of Roy Batty info.
There isn't a lot of Roy Batty info.
I'd like to have some Roy Batty info, but I have Rutger Hauer info.
Give us some Rutger Hauer.
Born January 23rd, 1944. He's 74 years old. He looks really good. Have you seen him lately? He still does movies.
Does he?
Yeah, he does really well.
What's the last movie he did?
The dude from Blade Runner. It's called Part One.
It's fascinating.
In Brooklyn, Netherlands. I think it's pronounced Brooklyn. I think that's where we got our Dutch settlers named our area Brooklyn after theirs. Yes. It's Brooklyn. Brooklyn, yeah. Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. He made his American film debut in Nighthawks, which I've never seen, with Stallone.
I've never seen it.
In 81.
No, never seen that? I remember my dad talking about it.
And a year later, he got Blade Runner. Was this supposed to be big, or was this like a...
This was supposed to be big.
This wasn't like a B-sci-fi that just had a cult following?
No, it was supposed to be a big...
Yeah. So that's an impressive jump. Before this, he just did a lot of stuff in South Africa and a lot of Dutch films and TV before his U.S. debut. And this is the second American movie he was in. Would I call this an American movie, or is this an English movie?
No, this is the first movie Ridley Scott did in America.
Right, that's why the crew hated him, and I got some great Ridley Scott facts.
Yeah,
for the end. Maybe I'll save it for the credits.
Okay.
Later on. Did you know that Rutger Hauer was supposed to be RoboCop?
Really?
He was supposed
instead
to be
of Peter Weller?
And he was supposed to be RoboCop.
I love Peter Weller.
So last year, we went to WinterCon. For some reason, I just spazzed out, and I didn't want to spend the money on the meet and greet, the signings, the pictures for Jesus Christ, man. Rutger Hauer, William Sanderson, Joanna Cassidy. Who else was there?
Someone else, I can't remember.
But anyway, it was like four out of the... It was everybody but Harrison Ford, pretty much.
And Sean Young.
Oh, and Sean Young, from the original Blade Runner. I just didn't want to like stand in a line, pay $80 for a picture.
You never know what to do with your hands.
I was getting a little lazy. I don't know, or it got me nervous, and I was like, I'll just see them from afar and say hi, maybe get a handshake, sneak a handshake. So we go to WinterCon with a couple of friends.
I go to play. It was in a casino, so I go to play the slot machines.
Sandra and her friend is on the other side of the floor.
No, we went to the slots. We weren't even on the same floor.
Oh, so that wasn't even you.
The
other couple we were with.
Yeah.
We're on the other side of the floor. And we're on the opposite side where they're doing the signings, the appearances.
You and Fred.
Fred, Fredo and I. And we're looking at Rutger Hauer sitting there at the table. And there's some people there waiting to meet him. And he gets up. I don't know why there's a bicycle there. He finds a bicycle.
Near the ropes.
Near all the ropes. You know how they have like the maze built with ropes at a bank? You wait in line and you snake through until you get to the teller. So it's the same thing at a convention. You wait and you snake through the line until you get to the table.
Why does it always have to be snakes?
Guys, yeah, so Rutger Hauer gets on this bicycle. Don't ask me what a bicycle was doing there, but I swear to Christ there was a bicycle there. Gets up, walks around the table, gets on the bicycle, navigates the maze of the line with the bicycle, gets out to the convention floor. He's trying to avoid crashing into T-shirt displays and
the awesome Maui cosplay.
And there's security guards running after Rutger Hauer saying, no, sir, please. And he's basically fighting with them. He's pulling off. He's on the bike. He's riding right towards Fred and I, and he winks at us. Greatest moment of my life. And then about 10 feet ahead of us now, Rutger Hauer is basically in front of me, 6 inches from my face, with the bicycle, still struggling to break free of the security guards that are trying to stop him from riding a bicycle on the convention floor. And there's a woman, a nice, innocent woman, a fan, with her camera phone, about 10 feet away from us, trying to take his picture. He doesn't stop. He doesn't even slow down. He crashes into this woman. She falls back into some tables. He keeps going. Security stops. Security stops to tend to the poor lady. Fredo and I are just standing there in shock. We didn't even take the phone out. It was so... We were literally in shock. We couldn't reach for our phones. We couldn't do anything. We had no way of moving or talking. We just... Jaws dropped, shocked, and he just rides out somewhere. Nobody followed him. who would be crazy enough to follow a guy that just ran over a fan? Security stopped. Security stopped to pick up the lady. This guy was gone. Past where the kid from A Christmas Story was.
Yeah.
What, is that A Christmas Story? Is that with the lamp?
Yeah.
The lamp leg?
Yeah.
Yeah, that side, on the other side of the of the booth. So that happened. And I see Joanna Cassidy and I see Sean Young and we're saying hi and waving.
Sean Young was there? I don't remember.
She was there. And we're waving at them and William Sanderson was there. And we waved.
Joanna Cassidy still looks fantastic.
She looked gorgeous. So did Sean Young. I don't think Daryl Hannah was there, though.
No, she was not.
And about 5-10 minutes later, the other couple that we were with, our friends, they come up to us. You're never going to believe what happened. I'm like, you're never going to believe what happened. They're like, no, seriously. Rutger Hauer just rode past us on a bicycle about 5 minutes ago. I'm like, dude, we saw Rutger Hauer get on a bicycle, run over a lady, evade security, and then ride to the other side of the convention.
Whereas my friend and I were up on the casino floor watching her win a whole bunch of money.
Mad at myself that I didn't get a picture with any of them. I didn't get an autograph. I have no excuse. I don't know.
We weren't planning to do the Blade Runner podcast back then. Were we?
It was last December. I had this idea last August.
Oh, we had, but I didn't.
The maybe, I gave up on it. Maybe it was taking
too
long.
I think you were giving up because you were worried about how to put them online.
Yeah, I didn't.
And you were like, I don't know how to do the thing.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be able to do this.
And now it turned out to be simpler than you thought.
Well, thanks to you, we're just doing it shadier than we thought. You did it. I said,
because now you still put them in the wrong folder.
I can record them, but getting them online, dude.
He still puts them in the wrong category.
It's like remembering to take tinfoil out of the microwave. For me,
when you put the ring ding in,
I really wanted that too.
You always forget to take the foil off. But so yeah, so this minute was our first full visual introduction to Roy Batty and the crazy that he is. We love that crazy though, so it's fine. Those crazy characters are the ones that really stick with you, right? Like when you talk about like Brad Pitt in 12 Monkeys, Brad Pitt in Fight Club, those really crazy characters. Stay with you.
Wasn't Rutger Hauer one of the guys that you thought should have been more famous?
Yes, 100%.
What do you think his deal was? I hate talking negatively, so just...
You didn't like... Well, yeah, you didn't like
what I said about Sean Young. Yeah, the Sean Young thing was way out of line. I might still cut those out.
I think your attitude and the way you play ball...
My attitude?
No, a person's attitude and the way you play ball in this industry makes a difference. So if you're unstable in any way, if you're kooky like Rutger Hauer is riding a bicycle through a convention floor, you play by own rules.
Is he hobo with a shotgun? Is that him?
What?
Is he in those movies, hobo with a shotgun?
I have no idea what that is.
Really? Go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah, so I think when you don't particularly play by anyone else's rules and you're just trying to work, you never tend to get quite as big as you should be. If you're talented, I think the only person who breaks that rule is Bill Murray, who refuses to have an agent or a manager and says, here's a phone number if you want me, reach me.
Yeah, that's him. Rutger Hauer is hobo with a shotgun.
Yeah, I don't...
So it's like, I forget how many years ago. Like 6 or 7 years ago.
So, yeah, so, I think he could have been bigger. Kooky. He's a bit kooky, and again, he doesn't play by anyone's rules but his own, and he obviously got bored at the convention and wanted more people to get on his line, so what do you do? Rutger Hauer's crazy. He rode a bicycle through the convention. Let's get online.
You think he did that to drum up business?
Oh, I think he's very smart.
I think he did that because he got bored.
I think both.
And he saw a bicycle.
I think both. Why would there be a bicycle there unless it was there for Rutger Hauer to do something crazy?
I don't think there was a Rutger Hauer prop.
It could have been. You don't know.
He planted the bicycle.
The same way celebrities call the paparazzi and be like, oh my God, I can't believe you got me coming out of the gym. I look like a mess. And they totally don't look like a mess. I'm not saying that is the case. I'm just saying it's a possibility. I don't know. I said it, do you think it's a possibility?
No, I think it was somebody else's bike. And
why would there be a bicycle in there?
Because
this is literally a convention floor.
It wasn't Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con.
Yes,
it was
but this is a convention floor with a casino attached to it.
I found an awesome X-Wing pilot Luke Skywalker for like $7 at that convention.
I saw awesome really Maui cosplay.
Really clean.
The guy
really tight joints.
Literally jumped out of the TV and was Maui. He did the whole pose for me. He said, he goes, and when you use a bird, that's called a tweet. Like, he did the whole thing for me. He was fantastic.
It was
a great
convention.
We should go back.
I was just about to say, we should go back next year.
If I'm not going to Supernatural Con,
Why are you going to Supernatural?
Because it's a lot of money, and the only really, really big reason for me to go is to meet the cast.
Don't be like me, Sandra.
No, it's a lot.
Don't go to a convention and not get Ari Giovanni's autograph. Exactly. And not get Sean Young's autograph.
So Supernatural Con, there's some stuff happening on the floor, but mainly you're going for the meet and greets or for the pictures, right?
Yeah.
To get a picture with Jensen is like $200.
I would say do it, honestly.
No.
I would say because I really regret not getting my picture taken with Jensen.
Because I would want him. I want the whole cast. I can't, I love Jensen. Well,
now you're just being greedy. So, thank you for joining us for a minute.
But I'm going to do Crowley's at Comic Con with Fred. We're going to push you out of the picture.
Is this 6?
What?
26?
Yeah. Pleasure.